Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Tes Zayin. We begin the 16th and final Perek in the Rambam, Silchas Tumas Taras, and Laws of Tumas Taras, and the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity. In this Perek, the Rambam continues from the previous Perekim discussing the Tumas of the Nega of a Bias, specifically regarding becoming Tumay from the Bias, and also an understanding about this whole halacha of Tumas Taras regarding this category of Taras. The Rambam gives halacha off regarding that a house with a Nega is one of the primary categories of Tumah. A house that has a negav tzaras, of mavois hatumas, it's one of the primary categories of the source of tumah. And kol negev, by whoever touches the house that has a negav tzaras, nitma becomes tameh. So to the stones that were removed from the house after its quarantine, as we explained in the previous parak, or the stones and the wood and the mortar of the house when it's demolished, kol mavois tumas, they're all considered primary categories of tumah. And b'chol kezayis mehem, and every olive-sized piece of the house, mitame odem v'kelim b'malga b'masav v'biyah, contaminates a person and vessels with touch, carrying, or entering into that area. Kitzur household. So Rambam illustrates. If nichnas kezayis mehem l'bayis tahar, if an olive-sized piece of this bayis that has a nega comes into a house that's tahar, nit b'kol hashem b'bayis, anything in the house becomes tamei. Mi'odem v'kelim, from people and vessels, because all these elements of the house contaminate when it enters into the house, like a person has taras, which is metam in the same oil. And they're all forbidden to have benefit. Now, and even if you burnt those parts of the house and you made lime out of it, here's a basmala, still going to have forbidden to have benefit from it. Shnimek says in the passing vehicle, it says, taras mam eris, the accursed taras, which is tame by me'er, like put a curse in it, which is v'altehanabai, that you shouldn't have any benefit from it. And v'kulam mishalchem isem chutz la'ir, all of it you send it be out of the city. Av b'she'in mukav eschem, even if it was not in the walled city. Halacha beis bayis muzger. Now a quarantined house ain't mitam elam teicha. It only contaminates from its interior. Shemak it says in the pasuk v'abal abayis kol yimei hisger is whoever comes into the house all the days that it's quarantined yidmad the arvis tamei up until the evening. Avla muchel, but the house that was confirmed to have a negav tzaras mitam elam teicha u'ma'achayev, it contaminates from the inside and from the outside. Whoever touches from the outside, tamei is going to become tamei. Kishnem, it says in the pasuk, tzaras mem eres v'goymer. It says that if it's a cursed tzaras, etc. Babai is tamei who in the house that's tamei. Now, what do you mean? Now it's tamei? V'chitar hoy, what originally was tar? Even in quarantine was already tamei. Elohaisav le'tumal tamas, rather is coming to add on tumah to its original tumah. Sheikuli tamei, that should be entirely tamei. V'tamei achar, which are contaminated even from the outside. And v'chinavon m'shish b'mahnega b'muzger. So too the stones that has a neg on it when it was quarantined, they're also metam acharei, and they're also contaminated from their outside. Halacha Gimel continues regarding the halacha of contaminating in regarding to entry. Echad muzger v'hamuchlet. Now, whether it's a house that's quarantined or confirmed, metam b'mei contaminates by entry. Keitzer hasam. So, if you have a bayis shahoyim mesach, if you have a house that was covering from above, al gabi bayis menuga on top of a house that had a neg of trasa. For example, let's say the house with the neg was built within this larger structure of the pure house, where the roof of the pure house is covering over the house that has the nega of tzaras. Beim muchlid beim muzger, whether the house that has the nega was confirmed or just confined, oy ilan shumesach alav, or not a house, but even a tree that is hovering over the house with the nega. So imitachas ilan, whoever is standing beneath the tree, oy hanichas abaya chitzin, or that enters into the outer house, tamei, that person can become tamei. Why? Shadehu v'habayis are tamei, because him and the tamei house are tachas oilecha, beneath one oil. So it's like the aloch of bia, where a house, so to speak, is coming into another house or into another canopy. It's going to contaminate everything in that oil. So to evim menugas hanechneses l'oil. So to if you have a stone that has the neg on it that goes into an oil, v'hund chosham is placed over there. Nit makolas oil, everything in the oil becomes tamei. Now ha'isam nachas tachas ilon. If let's say the evim menugas was placed beneath a tree, v'hatar oven, the tar person passes by, nitma becomes tummy, in the same oil. Now, hoyu hatar oimetachasim, but let's say the tar person, the pure person, was standing beneath the tree. V'over adam eben nagas, and the person carrying the stone with the neg was passing by, loy timo, he's not contaminated him. But v'menichashem, but if he placed it down over there, timo, then he's going to contaminate the person, shem moishav ha-menugu kamayu, because the settling of the thing that has the neg is just like the person. Whether regarding people or vessels, whether regarding the stones and the wood and the earth, just like we said regarding the person that he contaminates if he's meishav, so too the emunah gas has to be that it's meishav, then it will contaminate something in the same oil. Halacha dalt. Hamal beyodei alevim negas. Now, if someone hovers over with his hand over an evan, a stone that has a nega, or it was hovering over him, tar is going to be tar at sheiga until he actually touches it. So although we said in the previous halacha that evan negas can be tama oil, that's only when him and the evan are in the same oil. But when he's hovering over it or it's hovering over him, although in certain halachas of oil we say that's the same thing, here that wouldn't apply until they would actually be touching, then he would have the tumma because he touched it. Halacha, hey, tar shenichnas labayis menuga derech hachayev. Now, if a pure person entered into the house as a nega, but he was walking backwards, afil nichnas kuli chutz mechatmes, so even if all of them entered, besides for his nose, tar, he's going to be tar. Kashim, it says in the pasuk, ba'abol labayis, the one that comes into the house is going to become tamei, which is derech biya tamatayra. The Torah only says he's tamei if he comes in the normal way of entry. But if he walks him backwards, he's not going to become tamei, but he will become tamei simply because he's in the house, if he comes in totally. But as long as he didn't come in totally, and he's coming in backwards, so he's not considered as having entered into the area of the house. Halach above, tar shechnes reisha v'ruba l'bayis tamei. If a tar person has his head and the majority of his body already entered into the house that is tamei, so nimma, that's already considered like the majority is like the whole of him, is going to become tamei. If a chintal's tar, so regarding a pure cloak, if at least a 3x3 finger breadth part of it went into the house that has the tuma, then it becomes tummy. If it's kli cheres, so it's regarding an earthenware vessel where it's the tuma is from the interior. Shehichnis avir lebayis tummy. If its airspace has gone in already into the house that has tummy, then it becomes tummy. Avashar kelim, but regarding other vessels, that's achiyachnis rabbi kelim. That's until the majority of the vessels go in, which is mishiachnis rubi. When the majority of it goes in, then it immediately becomes tummy, even if you take it out right away. Now, the midrash, when do we say this regarding vessels? Is bekim shenichnasu chalutzin, if you brought in a vessel that no one was wearing. Avol adam yisrael shenichnas beis hamnuga, but if you have a Jewish person that goes into a house that has a nega, v'hu lavish bebegadav, if he was wearing the garments, v'sandol beraglav, and he's wearing his shoes on his feet, v'tabayis beyadav, and the rings on his fingers, then narei ha'adam tamim miyad, so the person becomes tamim right away like we said, but if a god of time, his garments are going to remain tahar, at sheyishasham, until he remains there, for the amount of time that it takes, k'deshiyasav adam, that a person should recline, which in Talmudic times they used to recline and eat, v'yechol k'gimel beyim paschitim, and they eat around 3 eggs worth of wheat bread, which is easier to eat, and reclining is also easier, but lifting with condiment, which also makes it even easier to eat that amount of food is the amount, what's called a meal's worth, and the easiest way of eating it, that amount of time, if it delays and tarries, that's going to then make the garment's tummy. Because Shlomo says in the pasuk, "V'asheich v'bayis, whoever lays in this house of the nega, yichabes b'gadol, we have to wash his garments." He says, "Well, ichu b'bayis, whoever eats in the house, yichabes b'gadol, we have to wash his garments." Now, chital adaitcha, what you think you'd entertain to say she'im b'gadol is tummy, that the person's garments not become tummy, that you only have to wash it at sheyichu shem until he eats over there? Why would it be dependent on eating if you make a tummy just by entering? Elit n'shir l'asheich, rather it's giving the measurement for the one who lays there, which is the first part of the pasuk. Ka'ichel, tarrying over there is the amount of time that it takes to eat. Which that was the quickest way to eat, is what we described before. A meal's worth, that's how long. But whether someone is laying or sitting or standing, if he delays the amount of time to eat as we described, then his garments become tummy, because then it's his garments and not just a vessel. Now, halacha zayin, but if someone enters into house with a nega, his jacket is not wearing, rather it's over his shoulder. Over sandal betabata bekapov. His sandals are not wearing, his rings are not, he's not wearing, it's, he had the, he's holding it in his palms. Then who him to me miyad? Him and them come to me right away. Shein matzal mal tamim miyad, elikim shu lavash bem. Because he does not save from the vessels becoming tummy right away, only vessels that he's wearing, garments. But here where he's not wearing them, then they have the halach of tummy right away from entering into hasta as a nega. And v'chein ha-goyim v'ha-behema. So too, if Gentiles and animals, shay levushim bekim, if they're wearing garments, the nechus is basically nuga, and they come to the house with a nega. Then makil miyad, the garments become tummy right away, as if it's not being worn, because it's only regarding if Yisrael wears it. Avlagoi in makabu tuma, but regarding the gentle himself, he does not contract tuma from going to the house of a nega. Kamehem, just like an animal would not have this tuma. Halacha hey, misha emid bebayis mnuga. If someone's standing in the house with a nega, upasha yad of chutz labayis. Now, so he's in the house with a nega, and he sticks his hands out of the house, but tabayis biyadav, and he has his rings in his hands. So, if he delayed the amount of time that it takes to eat, then the rings do become tummy, even though they're on the outside, because his hands ultimately are considered secondary to his body, which is inside. And therefore, it would have the halach of tumma, this that he's wearing his rings, for the amount of time that it takes to eat that kedei achilas pras. And v'chein amid b'chutz, so to someone standing on the outside. Ufasha yod l'bayis m'nuga, and he stretched his hand inside the house with the negev. Then nit miyod l'bavad miyod. Then only his hands are going to come tummy right away, rabbinically from the tumas yadayim. Vim neshtoshim gedel chesasir. Now, if he delays the amount of time that it takes to eat the food that we described, nit mutabaisav, then the rings are going to become tummy, because that's the measurement for the rings, because it's being worn. But v'mlav, if not, tar is they're going to be tar, because since he brought them in as he's wearing it, they don't become tummy unless you wait for that amount of time. Even though the person's body is on the outside, but ultimately it's being worn, and therefore it requires that amount of time of eating the 3 eggs worth of the wheat bread with condiment while reclining. Halacha Tes, the Rambam continues regarding vessels that do not become tummy in the house with a nega. So kol matzal b'tzamid pasul b'olam eis, whatever type of vessel would protect and some entity that's inside of it in the olam eis, where it's in a room that a dead body is, and it would save it because if it has a fastened seal in it, then matzah mechusah b'bayis menuga, then it saves even one lower level in the house of a nega. If the house is a nega, then if it's just simply covered, it protects. And b'chala matzah mechusah b'olam eis, whatever will protect something that's inside of it, not even tightly fastened seal, just covered in the olam eis, then afilo hayimagul b'bayis menuga, then in our context, regarding the house with a nega, even if it's uncovered, it'll protect how raised the tar, it's going to be tar. As Rambam says, kitzah haso. So kli chavis, earthenware vessel, like kli avonim, or stoneware, like kli adama, and earthware, kizvim, things like that. Shahayu acholim amashkim mekelim b'tayicham, that you have food items and beverages and vessels inside of them. Vayim achuzim b'vayisam nuga, and they were covered in the house with a nega. And these are things that not mekabal tum on the outside. So av b'sha'in mekavim tzabit pasal, so even if they're not with tightly fastened seal, which is only the way you would save in a house with a mess, but here when it's covered in a house with a nega, even though it's not covered with a tightly fastened seal, them and whatever's inside of them is going to be tar. Now, habayv hados, regarding a pit and a cistern, which is in the house that has a nega, which in the oil mess they protect only if what's covered. In regard to house with a nega, even though they're uncovered, the vessels inside of them are going to be tar. Halach Yud concludes these halachas of Tumas Saras regarding these 16 chapters regarding what the reason for this is and how it relates to the prohibition about lashon hara, about slander. Hatzaras, this term tzaras, hushem ma'amad b'shutafas, this is a general word that has many definitions, which really includes many different ideas that are not really the same one to the other. Shahari loivin or adam, because the whitening of the skin of a person is karat saras, that's one type, which we call by Harris. When the filas ksas sa horesha zaka, then now when some of the hair of the head or the beard falls out, that's also karat saras, with nesek. And vishina inab agadamay abatim, when the color of the garment or the house changes colors, that's also karat saras. Now, vizeh shina ha'amab abagadam abatim. And now this change that happens, we spoke about regarding garments and helms, shakarat the tzaras, b'shutafas Hashem, that the Torah is calling it with the same terminology of tzaras, which has a mixing of the name, because many different ideas under the same categorical term, in the mim hagash alaylam. This is not from the natural way of the world. Rather, it was a sign and a wonder amongst the Jewish people, so that they're forewarned from speaking the evil tongue regarding slander and gossip. Because what would happen if someone would speak about bad things about people? Mishtan is curious based. At first, what happened would be is that the walls of his house would change, which is more extrinsic and external to the person. If he retracts and he repents, so the house is purified. If he retains his wickedness, until his house ultimately destroyed, because it's hochlat as a negev abayis. So then it gets closer to him. Then the leather vessels that is in his house, that he sits and he lays on them, they change. If he retracts, he realizes the follies of his ways, they're purified. And if he retains his wickedness, until they have to be burned, then the garments that he wears on them starts changing. If he retracts, they're purified. But if he retains his wickedness until they have to be burned, then his skin changes and he gets tzaras. The yimuvdul umafursum levade, and then he's separated and he's well publicized that he has to be alone. Actually, is asik besicha sereshom, until he can't engage anymore in the conversations of the wicked. Shehalitzanis, which this is the scoffing and the mocking, l'shoyin neron regarding the wicked language. And regarding this, it was warned in the Torah, and as it says in Devarim, Hishama benegat tzaras, we're going to be careful regarding the negat tzaras, etc. And it says, Zocha esash asar shem lekech lemir maderech, recall what Hashem, your God, did to Mir on the road, which she had a negat tzaras because she spoke about her brother. So we see that the tzaras is because of Lashon Hara. And says the Ram, Hari Oimer. Now, what the Pasuk is telling us is like this. His bainu contemplate ma'ed lemir via what happened to Miriam the prophetess. She spoke about her brother. She was older than him in years. And she actually brought him up on her own knees. She actually put herself in danger to save him from the sea when the mother had to throw him into the water. And she did not speak anything disgraceful about him. She made a mistake. That she equated him with other prophets. That she didn't think, why is he doing certain things? Because he shouldn't be any different than the other prophets. And Moshe Rabbeinu himself actually wasn't even bothered about all these things. It didn't bother him. Moshe was very humble and he was authentic for who he is. He didn't care what other people thought or said about him. And even so, still immediately she was punished with tzaras. All the more so, for the wicked and foolish people, that they talk about things that are beyond themselves, big and wondrous types of conversations. Therefore, it's appropriate. Someone wants to direct his path. To separate from their conversations and from their communions, from speaking with them. That a person should not be caught in the snare of their wickedness and their foolishness. Because this is the way of the wicked scoffers. That batchila in the beginning, so their groups, their chevrim, first they increase foolish and vain conversations. Kinshanemlik says the pasim kelas. And the voice of the fool is b'rivram, that they just talk and chatter and just hawk. And then ultimately what it comes to is that they end up talking about the disgrace of the righteous. Kinshanemlik says Basik and Telam, Telam no sifse shakar, that it should be muted the lips of the lies. Had Davidus al tzadik asik, that they talk about the pious, righteous person. And then from that, they get used to talking about the prophets. They stop putting flaws into their words of the prophets. Like it says in the Pasuk, and they're disgraceful. But Malachi Elikim, and the angels of God, and they disgrace his words. And they mislead regarding his prophets. And then they end up speaking about God. And they deny the primary, that is of Hashem himself, Kinshem, like it says the Pasuk in Malachim Beis. And the Jewish people like threw words, Ashalaikim, which were not the case, Al Hashem Lakeim, on Hashem their God. But like it says the Pasuk in Tilim, Shatav Hashemayim Pihem, they place in heaven their mouth, and their tongue goes on the ground. What does this mean? Migarm Lem Lish Loshes Bashemayim Pihem. Who caused for them to place their mouth in heaven, meaning to talk bad about Hashem? It's their tongue that was first going on the ground. This is the conversations of the wicked. Which is caused by them, yeshivas karana, sitting in the corners, yeshivas kinesias, and the sitting in the gathering, shalama arts of the ignorant people, yeshivas bat mishtois, and mishayse shecher, and sitting in the bars with those who drink beer. But the conversations of the upright and the Jewish people, only in the words of Torah and of wisdom. The fikach, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu is al yad, Kadosh Baruch Hu helps them, mezaka isem ba, and he merits them in these words of Torah, like it says the pasuk in Malachi, oz nidbur yire Hashem ish al yeru. Then they speak, those who fear God, one man to his friend, v'yakshav Hashem v'yishma, and God heeds and he pays attention, he listens, v'kasev sefer zikaron lefanav, and it's written in the book of remembrance in front of him, liyire Hashem ulchayshav Hashemai, to those who fear Hashem and to those who think about His name. And we've concluded the laws of Tumas of Tzras with heavenly assistance.